What's up, everybody? This is the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode 7 of the most inconsistent podcast known to man.
Oh my God.
With me, as always, is Casey freaking Tapp. Say hi, Casey. Don't be
hi.
Shy.
Hi, guys. Hi.
And, of course, I'm Joe Nixon, and we are the co-founders of Couch Co-op Entertainment, or couchcoop.net.
Or Couch Co-op.
Or Couch Co-op.
Just Couch Co-op.
Whatever floats your boat. So, yeah, sorry for the inconsistency. As we addressed a couple times in previous episodes, we do have lives and things happen.
Yeah.
Like anniversaries.
Yeah, last
or school.
Last week was my 1 year anniversary, and I got back on the day that we did the podcast after a 4 hour drive. And Joe was like, "Are we doing the podcast?" And I was like, "No."
And it's good, because I actually had school stuff. School is not cool. So.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, stay, whatever. Or not.
I'll tell you, from my perspective, like going to college and then not being in college anymore, stay in school.
I guess.
As long as you can.
It's whatever. School sucks.
But yeah, so we've missed a few podcasts. We really should be up to like 12 podcasts.
It's been about 3.5 months. Around there, that ballpark, maybe something. Just at 3 months. So yeah, we're a little behind, but we'll get there. As long as we get past episode 8, that's how long our last podcast went for.
Eight episodes?
It was 8 episodes.
Really?
So, we're going to get past 8 and keep it going. And then I think we'll be good. Smooth sailing.
Alright.
But anyways, we digress. Let's start the show off.
I never digress. Just so you
with
know.
What we have dubbed the hit list. This is a rather short one. It's just like a brief overview of stuff and other stuff. And
stuff.
So, there's only four.
There's some stuff.
Only four bullet points on the hit list. Oh, that kind of works. Bullet points on the hit list. That's funny. Anyways.
I think you said that last time.
I don't know if I did, though. Because I said marks or targets or something. But anyways. So, number one, Evolve from Turtle Rock Studios. Has been delayed until February 10th of next year. And it's sad.
Yep.
Some dude said something from the company. As stated.
Some dude.
Or this is his quote. As stated on the Take-Two Interactive earnings call, 2K and Turtle Rock Studios are extending the development of Evolve by a few months to allow enough time to fully realize the vision for Evolve. Blah, blah, blah. Typical stuff people say when games get delayed.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, they went into, like, what? They were saying, like, we already have all of these characters made. Look, just give me 4 characters and release it so I can play it. And then you can work on the other guys.
Well, I'm sure there's, like, balancing issues and stuff that they need to tweak. Because they just started the beta on PC. So, I'm sure they figured out some stuff that wasn't, like, in their face until they gave it to a bunch of people. So, I mean, good on them, I guess. I'm just ready to play it.
Maybe.
Number 2. Minecraft is coming to next-gen consoles sometime this month. So August 30th at the latest.
Yeah. That's
you are excited about this.
I am. I'm really pumped about it. I was playing Minecraft on the Xbox the other day, and I was just like, on the 360. And I was like, man, it's just not enough for me. I got all the way to one side of the, like, I started off at, like, the north side of the map and made it all the way to the south side before the sun went down. I was like, that's just not
it's
working.
It's too small.
Yeah,
it's
I need a massive map, and I'm hoping, because I used to read into this a lot, but I kind of stopped once I started focusing on Destiny and a bunch of these other, like, higher resolution games. I used to look into it a lot, and they had said that they were hoping to release it on the consoles at the same level as the computer.
So, like, it would just be the same game?
That's what I heard.
Consoles.
That's what I heard. Now, that's completely a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. It could be.
I mean, it's pretty possible. Pretty much possible.
If a Mac can play Minecraft on that, the consoles can hold it. It's just a matter if they do it or not. And also, I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's coming out on disc, too. So that might also help out a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, I'm sure it'll be something like I'll have on there and then just randomly if I feel like it. Kind of like it is on my laptop. Like,
yeah.
Just like if it's there and I'm going to get it for the PS4.
And because I know eventually if you get it, you'll get it for the PS4. Mm-hmm. And then we can try to get Kevin to get it and let him just destroy things.
That would be funny. But moving on to number 3. BioShock is coming to iOS. That's right, people. You'll be able to play BioShock on an iPad, iPhone, iTouch, whatever have you.
It's going to bog down.
They've showed video of gameplay and stuff, and it looks pretty good.
Looks smooth?
Yeah. It's just that...
I don't know.
Like, there's very few games that I can... Like, there's very few first-person games that you can play on an iPad. And because, like, the touching the screen and moving it around, it just doesn't work very well. But
Minecraft tends to be a little hard on there from time to time.
Yeah. And, you know, there's just not enough, like... They try to map what 10 fingers can do, you know, on a controller.
Like six
fingers on a controller. They try to map that to just 2 fingers on a touchscreen.
You can't keep up the same pace. There's
exactly.
No way.
Yeah. So, like, I'm sure they'll have, like, less enemies on screen and stuff like that.
Though, there are companies out there that make controllers for your iPad and stuff.
And
like
it does work with the BioShock one, they've said. Like, so you can use the iOS controller.
I could see that working and being a possibility. But
yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it just depends with the mobile games. Like, I love playing Mega Man X on my iPad. It's awesome. Never gets old. But, like, I don't want to be, like, constantly swiping a screen to look right or left and up and down and stuff. It's just, it'd be too cumbersome.
If I play stuff on my iPad, I like to play things that are more arcade-style games. Or, I don't want to say puzzlers, but games that you have to, like, use your brain for. Like, you actually have to think about what you're doing, like strategy games and stuff like that.
Like XCOM. That was a fun one to play on iPad, too.
Yeah, it was okay. Mine bogged down a lot whenever I was playing on it.
Mm.
It didn't really... It couldn't keep up with me.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah. Mobile games. They're a thing. So deal with it. Number 4. I reviewed Rogue Legacy. And guess what? I really liked it.
I read that review.
It's awesome.
I have a question, because I was looking at it on the PlayStation store. Because I like stuff like that. I thought about buying it. But, now I don't have a problem playing as a girl in a video game. Mm-hmm. I don't. I have no problem with that.
Sure.
One of the problems that I have is all of the pictures on the thing, you're wearing a little pink bow. And I can't sit with that one.
That's okay? Just on one of the characters. Like,
it's only on one character?
Like, what happens is you're this knight, alright? And you go...
Are you female?
No, you start out as a male.
Oh, okay.
So you go into this castle, okay, and you fight all these demons.
Spoilers for people who have never played before.
Anyways, but you die. You're going to die, all right? So
challenge accepted.
So you come back as the descendant of the previous knight.
Okay.
And so all the characters afterwards are randomly generated, and so, like... They'll be male or female, big, tall, fat, skinny, like super small, dwarfism type of stuff. They just have randomly generated traits. And, like, probably one of my favorite ones is IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome. And your character just farts randomly. So, like, you just be like, and, like, you see this little poof clown.
Oh, man.
And then so you go through the castle again, but the castle changes every time as well. So, no matter, like, so you have a randomly generated character, you get to pick from 3, and then you select one and run with it. And then the castle you go into is randomly generated as well. And you just have to try to get through it without dying. It's extremely hard. I haven't beaten it yet, but it is a ton of fun.
Might have to look into that.
And, like, the amount of, like, ridiculous traits that there are, like, keep on surprising me. Because I was playing a couple days ago, and I was like, Vertigo? What would Vertigo do? And then so I picked that guy just to see what it would do. The whole game was upside down. So I was like, this is unbearable. Like, I barely got through the front door.
Like, oh, man.
And then you'll have, like, color blindness, and your screen will be black and white or farsighted. So, like, everything around your character is blurry, but then things in the distance are super clear, like normal. Or nearsighted, where everything around you is blurry and everything close to you is super clear. And then, like, ADD, your character moves, like, super fast. And what else? There's just, like, ridiculous. Like, your character can be gay, but that has no effect on the game. It just says you like the ladies or you like the men. And then, there's no effect on the character traits or anything.
All right, well, we just rolled through the hit list, right? And we hit the Rogue Legacy review.
Mm-hmm.
But Rogue Legacy was also in our topic of the week.
Yeah, I figured it was just going to segue into that.
Just roll through that. Just for clarification to the audience, we are now in topic of the week.
Yeah, yeah. It's part one of topic of
the week. This is what we're talking about. Okay, so Rogue Legacy, is it a single player only? Or can you do co-op on the same screen? Or
it's single player only.
You know how,
but it's one of those games that you could easily do a pass and play. Like, you know,
every
like
time you die, you
just pass. Because I never last more than like 6 minutes, maybe. So it's it's never like you're not sitting for hours in a chair on one character. Like, you're going through characters like toilet paper, basically.
Okay.
So like, it could easily be one of those pass and play type games. All right. Definitely could be
so
fun.
So this could be fun if you get drunk and you just have a couple buddies laying around.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. But it's only $16 or $17. I think it's $16.99 or $15.99. I can't remember.
$16.99.
So yeah, it's under $20, and I've played it for at least 12 to 15 hours so far, and dang, that's pretty well worth the money.
It sounds like. I mean, yeah, I saw it on there, and I was just like, but it looks like all the pictures that they have on the
they must
game
have just done it with one playthrough or something.
Is a girl, so it's like they all have bows, and I was like, I don't want to wear a bow the whole time, but it sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of fun.
Because all of the girls that I've, like, because I've played with a girl on Skyrim, probably one of the funnest thing to have a girl on, because girls look badass in Skyrim, okay? I saw a picture one time of somebody, and it was just a picture of a girl. I couldn't tell if it was a Nord or whatever it was. But it was a female. You could tell by the body shape. And she's standing there, and she's got just like regular leather armor on with a hood on. And it always says, it says on the thing, it's like, okay, so now what am I supposed to do? And it's just like looking out across the thing, like somebody just finished a quest. And that's basically how Skyrim is you're always just kind of like, okay, so what's next? Like, what on my gigantic list of things to do is there? But I always thought the girls looked pretty cool on there.
Yeah, it just depends, though, because some of them are kind of intense. Like, what's her name at the Whiterun blacksmith place?
Oh, yeah, she's a hardcore bitch, man, I'm telling you. I watched her beat the shit out of 3 vampires the other day while I ran away. I was like, no. I just took off.
Oh, man.
I was like, man, these dudes are going to give me vampirism, and I don't want it anymore.
But yeah, the way that Rogue Legacy kind of keeps the playability up is that you're always trying to improve your castle type of thing. So, like, you have, like, a home base, which is just basically where you spend your gold and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so you can get enough money to have an architect who can lock down the castle from the previous playthrough, so that's the same castle as before.
And then, are you like, in your own castle?
No. You're going to another castle. So you talk to the architect before you go in, and then he'll make sure the castle is the same as the previous playthrough.
Okay.
Type of thing.
All right.
So like that, and then that way you find these teleporters throughout the castle, and you can teleport to where you want to just go to. Like, say you're really near a boss by one teleporter.
Teleportal.
And then, so you just teleport up there, and then fight the boss, and probably die. So, like, for a while, I would stay locked on this one castle, and then just be like, nah, screw it. And then just go back to random generated castles because it was more fun, I thought.
Okay.
But you can also buy, like, class updates for your knights. Like, some of them will have shields.
So you can buy, like, upgrades and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Do you level up at all?
Not necessarily level up, but your castle gets bigger.
Okay.
Type of thing.
All right.
But yeah, you're constantly trying to make money to unlock that next piece. And it's pretty fun. It's really fun, actually. You should give it a try.
I want to buy it. There's two games that I'm trying to save up for right now, and that's Valiant Hearts and blank.
Rogue.
Yeah.
Legacy.
Rogue Legacy. I just lost it all right there. But yeah, those are the two games that I'm going for. I really want to get them because right now PlayStation and Xbox One don't really have a lot of variety to pick from.
I hear you.
But I like stuff like this, so I'm hoping that I can get something, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
give me a little something to pass my time with. Because the free games are fun, but they're not as fun.
Right.
That's why they're free.
Exactly. But Fez was free on PlayStation Plus, and that one looks pretty good.
Yeah, we played that today. Fez was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, kind of cool. The, you know,
a little bit of a puzzler.
Perspective shifting and stuff like that.
You really got to remember what you're doing on that game. Right. You're just...
But this leads us into our next topic of the week. All this sort of scarcity, you know, that people have, you know, been like, oh, everything, there's not really much to play on PS4 and whatnot. Well, there are a lot of indie games to play, but they're talking about their AAA titles, you know, that they bought the machine for.
Yeah, the bigger ones like Minecraft.
Like Batman.
And
so, our
next Bethesda games.
Right. Our next topic of the week is the dwindling lineup of fall 2015. Or 2014, sorry. This fall. So, damn it, I screwed that lineup.
Or, technically, it could be 2015 too, but
the dwindling lineup of fall 2014. So, what did I do? I pulled up a list of games that have been that were scheduled for 2014 and have been delayed to 2015.
Dropped off.
So we're just going to go through.
That's not on my memo. What's up with that?
Yes, it is. Scroll down.
Well, oh yeah, the title's on there. Where's my list?
Oh, I have it pulled up on my iPad. Sorry.
Anyways. Dang, kid.
So, first one, Batman Arkham Knight. Got delayed.
Don't care.
Moment of silence.
No, I don't care.
Shut up. Moment of
silence. No one cares about Batman. It's all about Superman now, baby. On to the next one.
Yeah, tell me that when he has a blockbuster game franchise.
Oh, is that
all right? Yeah, go play Superman on Nintendo 64. See how you feel after that.
I don't play Superman on any video game. If I'm going to be a superhero on a video game, I'm Green Lantern. For sure.
Anyways. Next one.
At least in that universe.
Witcher 3 The Wild Hunt. Which, I mean, I never played any of the Witcher games, but...
I don't either.
Apparently they're really good. This one hurts me. The Order 1886.
Yeah, that one got postponed a while back, though, didn't it?
Yeah. But it was scheduled, you know, like, the holiday of this year-ish.
Yeah, that one, I was pretty pumped about that one. I had it reserved, believe it or not.
Quantum Break. Xbox One's big, you know, exclusive action game. Got delayed. Dying Light. Got delayed to 2015. The Division got delayed to 2015. Mad Max apparently is still happening and got delayed until 2015. Oh, man. But yeah, there's just like, and that's not even like the whole list. That's just like a tiny snippet.
There's a bunch of them?
Yes. Like, so, I guess the new question is what games are we looking forward to playing this fall? Seeing as most of the things we were talking about early this year have been pushed to next year.
Minecraft, Destiny.
That's still like the summer-ish. I'm talking about fall. Like, what games are coming out this fall still?
Fall-ish.
But I'm talking about
my birthday. I know what it is.
I'm talking about October, November. What good games are coming out there? Do we even know? Don't you have your calendar or something?
Yeah, I pulled it up. I only have a few on. I only have the ones that I have pre-ordered so that I don't miss them.
Mm.
But so what months are you? What months are you asking for?
Like end of September, October, November.
You know, Destiny comes out on the 9th, right? Of September.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Destiny, Evolve, Assassin's Creed.
Evolve isn't there anymore.
I'm giving you my list.
Oh yeah, Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed's coming out then.
I forgot about that. That actually looks really good.
The Order got pushed back. It's not supposed to be there anymore. All right, well this is all the way up into freaking April. That's March. April. Yeah, maybe it did push it back on my calendar actually, because this is February 1st.
Oh, okay, that's January.
That's a placeholder. Yeah, that's all I got. I've only got a few because those are the only ones that I pre-ordered.
Well, the new Assassin's Creed looks good though, and it's like the next the true next gen Assassin's Creed kind of thing.
Oh my gosh!
And they said that they'll be able to do 30,000 people on screen or something like that, which is like a ridiculous number. Think of that, 30,000. 30,000.
So I want to bring something up real quick. Just think, because I just remembered this, so I had to look it up, and I'm not going to say what website I'm on because it was in my head. I was in work the other day. I saw it on the internet, and then apparently some retailers are canceling people's pre-orders for the Destiny limited
edition. I heard about this. Yeah.
And I need to call GameStop because, well, GameStop probably won't. They're
I think it was Best Buy.
Yeah, this right here says Walmart and Best Buy looks like the two.
Typical. But yeah, that is odd that they're having to cancel pre-orders.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, this is turning out to be one of the biggest games. Like, I mean, they had planned on the beta being one of the biggest betas ever.
Yeah.
People love this game, and you're falling back on a pre-order thing for it.
That's pretty crazy.
You need to be careful, man. That you're going to lose a lot of customers doing that. Because, first of all, there's not a lot of people who go out and they pre-order their stuff at Walmart and Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
There's really, comparatively, I mean, there probably is. But compared to all of the actual, like, gaming places, mm-hmm. you don't get a lot of those. So, being those people, you either are preparing yourself and you are expecting to lose that category of people from your store, or you're not, and you're going to fuck yourself over anyways.
Mm.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
But yeah, I mean, they're really going to screw themselves over. I'm gonna look more into it. I probably won't get all of it done right now before we get done with the podcast, but I'm going to look more into it because I don't...
Well, you don't want to lose your pre-order.
No, if they try to pull mine off, I'm going to raise hell because I just... That stuff, it'd make me really angry. But like I said, I don't think GameStop would do that. Being a video game company, I don't think that they would take off one of their biggest...
I don't think
biggest,
they would let something
Yeah,
slip.
That's one of their biggest incomes is the pre-order stuff. They push so hard for pre-orders mm-hmm. when you walk in. It's always like, hey, I come in here just to ask you what time it was. Well, do you want to pre-order something? I can tell you, I can give you a whole list. Let me print out an entire list of all four consoles that we have that you, well, actually don't even play video games. But just, you know, in case somebody else wants to pre-order a video game, you can send. No, dude, look, stop. If I need a game, I'll tell you I need a game, and then you can pre-order it for me.
Good old GameStop employees, man.
GameStop kills it.
But, so here's a question. Do you think Destiny is going to be like, on the scale of a Call of Duty when it releases? Are people going to flip out that much about it? Is it going to get anywhere close to, like, their sales?
What do you mean?
Like, day one, Destiny gets released. Do you think it'll trump the sales of one of the Call of Duty games from recent memory on sales in day one?
Do I think Destiny's going to trump it? I think
If there's so many people pre-ordering it that they're running out, I don't know if that's an issue with supply or if the demand is really just that high for Destiny.
Well, coming from someone that used to work at GameStop and Walmart and places that actually sold those kinds of things, I will say that at least at Walmart, a lot of people a lot of times when you work at a place like Walmart or Best Buy, now Best Buy is a building full of electronics, mm-hmm. and I understand that. They probably have really good insurance and all this stuff. Well, Walmart only has a section for right. electronics.
And nobody's ever around with a key to help you out.
Yeah, exactly. Now, everybody has one. They just don't want to do it. That's right. How Walmart employees work. But basically, like, I'm not going to get into details of how Walmart's laid out in the back. But Walmart has, like a specific storage area in the back. And most of it is open. You can walk right through those double doors, and you can walk up to, but you can get a shirt off the rack, all this stuff. You're not supposed to, and it can be dangerous back there. But most, for the most part, everything's open and you know available to just grab, except for the electronics. There are some electronics that are sitting out that are just like headphones and stuff. They don't really worry about. But all the big stuff like iPads, Xboxes, PlayStations, computers, all that stuff. Is all locked away behind a door with a great big lock on it. In a room with no windows. It's not barred. It is a room. It's sheetrock, drywall, everything, okay? And sometimes you don't have enough space to stock something that put that much into that room. So a lot of the times what will happen is they'll only order 50 units because... If they ordered 60, then they would have to leave those things sitting out where somebody could just take them. Even an employee could just take one.
Right.
So, I mean, and that does happen. There have been employees of Walmart take TVs.
Yeah.
Like 40-something inch TVs. But I think that might be what the problem is. I think that GameStop can get their stuff a little bit quicker. Because they focus on a specific thing. Mm-hmm. They focus on video games and consoles. Now, Best Buy can't just say, oh, that we have, and this is just, this is just an example.
Right.
Say 40 people want an Xbox or a video game, and the truck can only hold 40 different things. They can't just say, okay, let's order 40 of these and not have stock in the rest of the store.
Right.
Okay, trucks can only come in so fast and they can only carry so much. Now, if you're a place that has all electronics, you can only order so many consoles and video games before you're going to take up too much space and then somebody's not going to get their washing machine or their stereo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it could be that. And that they probably waited too long and can't get the, like, they let all these people pre-order and now they can't get enough units in.
So maybe, so then that would be a supply issue. Like, if that many people are pre-ordering it per store, that people are having the cancel.
Well, what they should have done is they should have sat down because, and I'm not trying to be rude, but the people that work at a lot of these places aren't the brightest people in the world. What they should have done is they should have sat down and said, okay, we have... You know, let's say 3 months. We've got 3 months before this game comes out, okay? If we can get 10 in each month, then we can only have, like, 20 pre-orders. Because you got to have some on the shelves that are just free to grab. Okay, so we can only take in 20 pre-orders. So what you do is you say, okay, go ahead and call in for 20 pre-orders, okay? And when that or say, like, let's order 30 of these, okay? And that way, 30 of them are already coming in. It doesn't matter what happens. And that way, when people come up and say, I want to pre-order something, you say, okay, and you mark it off on the chalkboard. You say, okay, that's one pre-order. When you get up to 20 pre-orders, you stop taking pre-orders.
Right.
Because there's no possible way for you to get more consoles or more video games. Stop taking pre-orders and save those other 10 for your shelves so that first come, first serve can come in and get them. People that don't think to pre-order and wait till the last minute. Those guys can come in and fight each other with a knife in the hallway over it. But that's how they should set up pre-orders, and that's probably what GameStop does. GameStop has a really, really advanced
marker board.
Computer. Oh. Yeah, marker board, basically. Computer, and it's got a bunch of... I don't even remember everything that's on it. And it's probably really not that advanced, but there's like a lot of things you can click on there. Like, it's got deals, it's got prices, it's got what other stores, it's got just all kinds of crap on there. I was confused as mess whenever I first started working there. But then it also has the register, so like, there's a lot of stuff to kind of fumble over whenever you're there. Yeah. But their stuff is designed to count all of their stuff as soon as it hits. And they are very adamant about that. Like, they want you to make sure that you do all that stuff correctly.
It's just like, this is one of the, I don't remember hearing about this happening before. Like, stores having to cancel people's pre-orders due to the amount of people pre-ordering. It just seems like it's going to be like a huge launch day.
Yeah, and another thing that it could be, and this is, I'm just guessing on this, another thing that it could possibly be is, it could be the, like, Destiny, or, Bungie. I'm like, dude, I'm losing my mind today or something. It could be Bungie, just...
Didn't make all that
like,
many of
them? Like, can't get that many out. Mm. That could be what it is, but...
Well, it is a limited edition, so it's like they can't just make more of them. So maybe it was like a lack of communication between Bungie and the companies on how many they actually have.
Yeah, Bungie could have even said, you know, GameStop is willing to pay more for these, so we're going to take them away from you and give them to GameStop. They could have. I don't think they would from a company standpoint.
Yeah, who knows?
But
it's just crazy that that's actually having to happen. I'm really, like, interested in see its day one / week one sales. Like, how crazy that game just blows up. Should be interesting.
Yeah,
it's going to make a lot of money, because it's on 4 different platforms. And everybody on those platforms want to play them really bad.
Yep.
It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
But, yeah.
It's a good little talk there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, anything else?
I mean, not off of the, just things to mention. It's really all we got.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not really a lot going on right now as far as news goes, so we don't really have a lot.
Yeah, and, like, we just haven't really been, like, riding too much.
Yeah.
Especially with me going back to school.
All of our people have lives, you know.
Yeah.
Austin's got a girlfriend now.
He's graduated.
Red.
He's job hunting.
Yeah.
Red's doing his thing.
Red's doing his Roomba thing.
His Roomba. But, so we do have a few updates for the website. First one being is you are now able to give us money if you so wish to.
Yeah, $1 million is the minimum.
There's a section to donate to the side if you so wish to. Like, I imagine that if you actually listen to the podcast, you are super into what we're doing, and you can help us out by donating something. Like, and that may lead to getting podcast mics or some sort of, I don't even know. Like, we're kind of just like figuring things out as we go. Like, my ideal would be to like end up in some sort of space down the line, whether that be even my own apartment / house, but like some sort of place that is like couch co-op office or home based type of thing.
Yep.
So, like, even that, you know, even your donation could go to that. Who knows? I mean, we're all just kind of figuring things out.
Yeah, I mean, we're not professionals at this. So.
Not at all.
So, we just, we're just kind of going, doing as we go. And we are definitely doing the whole buy materials that we need as we go, for sure.
Yeah, we're doing this podcast off of our iPads.
Yeah, and you know, we've been getting help from people that want to buy us controllers, and we got we're planning on getting another controller from someone, and whenever that, I'm not going to say it for sure,
right?
But whenever that comes through, I have a way, an idea to thank him for that.
Mm.
But and then we got my camera. My dad decided to buy it for us from the for the PlayStation, so we could do our Twitch streaming.
Yeah, thank goodness, and then. Like, there's just, like, a long list of stuff that, like, we would eventually need, such as the podcast mics, and, like, a good capture station would be cool, so that we don't have to tinker with all these wires every time. Something where you can just plug in and go would be kind of cool.
Yep, that'd be nice.
And then, of course, like, maintenance and stuff on the site. There's just tons of stuff. Hey, it might even go to getting you a t-shirt, like if we end up doing t-shirts eventually.
It's true, yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll end up having to shell out for t-shirts.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of money that we have to spend.
I can't. I really want a t-shirt, though, with the double C's.
Hey, that's another thing. Our logo is different, if anybody didn't notice. And it looks awesome. It really does look awesome, but...
But what?
Joe, I gotta tell you about something real quick.
What?
I like the 3D look of it, but you missed one part.
Which part?
Right here. You would be able to see this piece.
Yeah, well, like, that's not what we were worried about. Because it's like, see it as like this. It's like a fold, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you would still see this wall right here. You would definitely see it.
You would see it right there, too. But we were just going for, like, a three-prong thing.
Okay.
We messed around with the design, and the three 3D elements on that made it look better than having all those.
Oh, yeah. No, it looks amazing. It looks awesome. I just noticed it. You know how I am.
And you'll also notice...
I like symmetry, so...
You also notice that we are now... called Couch Co-op Entertainment. So the double C logo is also a broken E logo.
Yep.
For the E in entertainment.
It's true.
So we're super snazzy like
it
that.
It is true.
And also, today, or yesterday, late last night, early this morning, we broke 10,000 visits to the site.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fun.
We did.
3 months, 10,000 people. I don't know how that goes for internet stuff, but I think that's pretty... decent, I would say.
It's good for us.
It's totally
it's
good
zero,
for us.
So.
Yeah, it's not just like two.
Yeah, two random people popped up on accident.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we talked about trying to start doing more, what did we say, bourbon and video games?
Bourbon and video games, that was fun last night.
That was fun, it was a lot of fun.
So like, if you tuned into that, which I don't even remember if anybody did.
Not nearly as drunk as I should have been.
But yeah, it was... Basically, we went to GameStop, bought a couple $5 games, and decided to stream them.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun. Farming Simulator should be our next one. I'm telling you, that would be hilarious.
I don't know if I could handle Farming Simulator.
Yeah, like, I feel like we
There's
should
a
do something.
On there.
I feel like we should do something like that, like, once a month. Just bourbon and video games.
Yeah.
And then have, like, a random list of games that we are randomly going to play at some point.
You know, what we could do is we could have all of our games, and we could put them in a hat. And then draw them as we go. That would be kind of fun.
Play them in 1 hour slots.
Yeah, randomize them.
That'd be fun. We need to find a way to stream Nintendo 64 games. Because, like...
You could probably do it, but we're going to have to get some hardware for that. We're going to have to
I'm gonna work on that, because if we could get that going and then use the webcam so that we could do the Mario Kart drink and drive... game, you know, that would be awesome.
I have the Wii.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I have steering wheels for that game. So,
how many of controllers?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
We might just do that.
So it's not the Wii U. It's the Wii. It's the one generation ago. But still,
because I've heard Mario Kart 8 is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to look into getting Wii U then, because. I think there's a lot of games that we could play on Wii U that we
That's the thing. Nintendo's all about that community play type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And especially for, like, if we could get a group of people together and play while we're all drunk, that would be a fun Twitch stream.
Yeah. Same thing with, like, I would love just to have, like, four PCs. Like, not even really good PCs, but, like, four, like, decent PCs that can run, you know, most games.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would love to do some DayZ, and...
God, man, that would
be
fun.
Awesome.
That would be
or
fun.
Or some, excuse me, I don't even know, just, like, any multiplayer game that's awesome, basically. But, yeah. So, let's see, we talked about the logo... The donation page, you can find the donation page in the About CCE section of the website, and it's going to be right underneath the podcast excerpt.
Excuse me?
And then,
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I'm positive. I know my website.
I'm in it.
You're in the Contact Us page. Click About CEE.
Let's see. I'm testing your skills here. All right, where's it supposed to be?
Right underneath the podcast.
Killed it. Killed it, son.
I told you. Man, I know my website.
What's above Couch Co-op Podcast?
What you mean about the podcast?
Yeah. What's the title that it says right above?
A virtual co-op.
There you go.
Duh.
All right.
I wrote that some bitch.
Okay, so now on the pay now thing down here, in order, what credit cards are there?
That just got put up like 6 days ago. But here we go. I'm going to go for it. You got Visa, MasterCard, then Discover, and then something else.
I can't read them, but it's what it's.
It was like
I think
close.
I think it's MasterCard, Visa. There's one at the end that just says bank. I don't know what that is. I don't know who has bank, but.
I got bank.
Bank, bro. But yeah, so.
Yarp.
Yeah. There's all the stuff, all the fun stuff. We have comics? Just kidding. I knew we had comics.
Yeah. Stupid.
I just want to throw it out there. If you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, go watch it. It's freaking awesome.
That's what I've heard.
It's awesome. I think I might go next week.
It might be a Marvel movie actually worth watching.
It was good.
Pow, 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 shots fired.
It was good. It was funny.
Because, like, except for the X-Men movies, I have not been very pleased.
Iron Man 1 was good.
Iron
Man was good.
Iron Man was good. Avengers was just kind of like, okay, it's a bunch of superheroes fighting, but
They tried to make that a little more comical, and they should have made it a little more, just a little more serious.
Yeah,
it would have been a good.
Yeah, because it was just bizarre. And then everybody wanted to just, you know, get a huge hard-on for the Winter Soldier, and that movie was utter crap.
Never.
Crap. And I don't even know. But anyways, so, I think that about wraps up episode 7 of the Couch Co-op Podcast. So, I'm going to give you all the contact info. You can visit our website at couchcoop.net. Read literally couchcoop.net. There's no dash. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. You can follow our Twitch channel at we are couchco_op. You can follow us on Twitter at couchco_op. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is severely lacking at the moment. And that is just Couch Co-op, I believe. Something like that. I don't know. Just look for the blue and orange double C's. Sorry. And then
it is an E. It's not a double E.
Yeah. And then, let's see. What else?
Deal with that first. Yeah. And you can.
So, if you like the podcast or our live stream or our YouTube videos, our articles, if you like anything that we do, consider donating in the About CCE page and donate to the website. It would be
much because then we could get better and you could actually have more fun.
Exactly. Yes. So, thanks for listening to episode 7 of the Couch Co-op Podcast. This one, I don't even know what we're going to title it. Probably just something about Rogue Legacy or 2014.
There it is right there.
I don't know.
That's the title. Just something about Rogue Legacy and 2014.
To be honest, it's probably just going to be episode 7, period.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
So yeah, that's it. That's the show. We are going to go
eat.
Bye-bye. And we're out.